Than Riches, written by Josephine Cox and read by Sherry Baines. Rosie might have been forgiven for thinking this was the worst day of her life, until she remembered that today was a joy compared with what was to come. The worst was still a month away. After that, all of her chances for happiness would be gone forever.
Rosie!
The whisper of her name on his lips only made her realize what she had lost. She didn't answer, nor did she look at him. In her tortured mind, she believed that if she ignored him, it might be easier to pretend he wasn't there.
Rosie!
This time there was a note of urgency in his voice, a rush of anger. In the ill-lit street, the sound of their footsteps tapping against the pavement made a peculiar melody. Through tearful eyes, she stared at the ground beneath their feet. The hard, shiny cobblestones stretched before them like hundreds of newly baked loaves brushed with milk. It had been a glorious June day, and now the evening was sultry, closing about them like the protective arms of a lover.
What the hell's wrong with you?
His voice was closer now, his head bent to hers.
You've been like this all day. If there's something on your mind, you'd best speak up now, because I'm sick and tired of this cat-and-mouse game.
Pressing his hand to her arm, he brought her to a halt. Swinging her round to face him, he demanded angrily,
I mean it, Rosie. You'd best speak up, because I've had enough of your bloody moods.
She regarded him with distaste. Want to know all my thoughts, do you? Realising he'd said the wrong thing, he cunningly changed tack.
Course I don't. But you're so quiet tonight, sweetheart.
His voice was entreating. He didn't want to spoil his chances.
Is it something I've done?
He asked.
Something I've said?
Whenever he was close to her, the urge to make love was strong. It was strong now.
No, it's not your fault, she assured him.
If anything, the fault was hers. He was just a man, and in all truth, he had done nothing that she could reproach him for. Yet in that moment when he tenderly propelled her backwards, leaning with her against the vicarage wall and whispering softly to her, she knew she could never love him in the way she had loved before. Oh, he was handsome enough. Even though he was small in build and barely taller than Rosie herself, there was something uniquely attractive about him. He possessed the most beautiful, sinister eyes, one as blue as cornflowers, the other as green as the ocean. His dark brown hair was thick and long to his ears, and he walked with a proud bearing. He could be incredibly charming, able to make a woman feel special and seduce her without her even realizing it.